Okay, you guys, you are in for a treat with today's conversation. I am bringing you my friend, my business friend, my real life friend. We have grown up together in business, Alexis Greco. And I knew that I had to have Alexis on because she speaks specifically to women, a lot of the times mothers, who are balancing their home and their business. And she herself is a very busy mom. She has 4 children, ages 10 and under, that she homeschools. She also is a coach. She's taught over 1,000 female entrepreneurs all over the world. And what she teaches them is something that I know that you all ask about all the time, which is how to use systems to create that thriving home and business that we all strive for. And she believes that you can be successful at home and in your business, not one or the other, which I love. I'm here for it. I wanted you guys to be able to hear from her, and I grabbed her for a few minutes to ask her some questions. So hopefully it gives you some nuggets that you can take away as you are pursuing your goal of whatever your wealthy life looks like to you. Because what I know and what we've talked about before is that wealth is not just money. And especially when I hear from moms, to them, part of wealth looks like having that time freedom, not feeling scattered, not feeling like you're failing at home if you're at work, or not feeling like you're failing at work if you're at home. And so Alexis really beautifully demonstrates what that looks like and how to create that for yourself. So here's just a few minutes of our conversation. I'm going to link in the show notes ways that you can find her so you can hear more and learn more from her. Let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in.
Okay, I am so excited to bring you guys a guest today, somebody that I consider to be a friend of mine, but also someone who speaks to moms in a way that I just don't think a lot of people can, because she has that experience of being a mom who is juggling a lot and has so much to share about rhythms, which I remember initially hearing about rhythms and being like, what even is that? So we're gonna talk about that. But I have my friend Alexis here who's gonna be sharing with you all. And before I even ask her all the questions about how we can juggle all the things, I would love to hear from you, Alexis, a little bit more about you. Like, tell us what you do, who you are, anything that you think that moms would want to know.
Oh, thank you, Krista, for having me. I actually do remember one of the first times we met, we were in a Zoom room together, and I think we were just newbies at the time to this online business space. And so it's been great to grow up alongside each other, if you will, in the Instagram world and just watch the success that you've had. So I'm pumped to be here. What I do is I teach women and coach them how to run their home and their business successfully at the same time. And I call that by doing it in rhythm. So rhythm is a flow, it's a cadence, it's a way of doing things. And I know we'll get into more about that, but that's what I get to do. I am married. My husband is in the military. He also just started his own business. We have 4 children. As we're recording, they are 10, 7, 6, and 4, and we homeschool right now. And so, yes, life is very busy. It's quiet in my house because they're not here right now. but I'm just honored to come speak to your community.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. And I think so many people that are listening to this are in the thick of raising littles, balancing that with either a part-time job, a full-time job, starting a business. So this is going to be so good for them to hear from you. So, you know, we talk about balance a lot as moms, and I know everyone has different opinions on that, but can you tell us about what makes rhythms different than balance?
Yeah, I think when many people think about balance, you've probably heard this before, it may feel like it has to be a 50-50 split. Or if you're running your home, you're working a job, and you started a business, you have to split it 33.3% three ways, right? So you reach that 100. And the difference in rhythm is that it is a cadence. It is a flow. And the most important thing that I would say when it comes to different people's rhythms is they are all different. And so mine is completely different than yours. And it allows us as we develop them to have that confidence that this is how my family does things because it works for us. And it's not this pie in the sky. I hope it actually works. That's why I actually work with them and to go, what are the practical, like black and white? How do I do this? And that's what makes it work for you. That's why it's your rhythm and it's not balance. I work 8 hours. I sleep 8 hours. I XYZ for 8 hours. It's a flow of your current season of life.
So good. And I think so many people are just looking for that magical schedule or that magical answer of like, just tell me what it is that I need to do. But I love that you're giving permission to say, hey, what works for me may not work for you. You have to find what works for you and for your family, because sometimes we just want to go on Pinterest and print out the perfect schedule, you know? And so, and then you're frustrated when it's not working for you because it's not yours. So I love that. So what would you say to the mom who knows that she really wants to do big things, whatever that looks like for her, but she just has a lot on her plate and just feels like she's failing in all the areas?
It's so interesting. We did not plan this. I actually just made a reel about this, posted it 5 minutes before we hopped on this recording. And it might seem counterintuitive, but if you are that woman, mother, wife, and you just, you know that feeling in your belly that, oh, I think I am called to do something really big. And it feels like the waves of life just keep crashing over you and you are tripping and falling and you can't catch your breath. It may seem counterintuitive, but the very first thing I would have you focus on is your rest. Because rest is an investment in your leadership. It is foundational to your rhythm. And if you continue to get knocked over by those waves and you do not take a chance to catch your breath, you can only, let's give the example, hold on to your baby so long as those waves keep crashing before your body gives out. And so the very first thing I would ask is, when are you resting? And what's interesting is rest has a different definition for everyone. If you typically work with your mind, most likely you rest with your hands. An example of that would be, I work with my mind a lot. I'm online, I'm creating content, I'm coaching women. I find rest in organizing some things in my home. And that sounds crazy to some people, but that is how I will wind down. And others who work with their hands, you most likely rest with your mind. Maybe it's watching a show, maybe it's reading a book, and you might be somewhere in the middle. But if you feel like those waves of life are just not giving you a break, take a moment and you might need to say, I'm going to look at when I rest, when I wake up in the morning, after I sleep, right? Like, let's be aware of where our emotions are, where we're feeling, and just look at your days and say, where am I resting genuinely, right? And for me, I'm in the thick of raising kids, just like many of you, right? So what I'm not doing is going to the spa every week and sleeping until 9 o'clock. Sometimes rest for me is a 6-minute shower by myself. No phone, no kids, and I just need that moment to reset. But I would just take a moment and look, when are you resting and how can you make it a priority?
So good. I needed that myself today because I needed that reminder. You know, like I grew up with a mom who was always on the go, like very busy person. And so I find myself with the same tendencies of if there's a blank space, I feel like I need to fill it. And then at the end of the day, I'm just exhausted. So I know that intentionality with that time of like finding the rest and like intentionally resting. And I love that you said, the working with your hands versus your mind. That definitely gives me something to think about too, of what my rest should look like for sure. So I know people love practical tips and steps. So if you could like leave people with just 3 practical ways that they could start implementing rhythms like right now, today, what would that look like? What would you share with them?
I think I'll share a couple that hopefully will hit among a spectrum of what would be interesting to people, because we all don't think the same. We all operate differently. If you love to journal and you feel like the waves keep crashing you down, yes, look at when can you rest, be intentional about it. But it made me think when you shared about that white space, because I feel the same way. If I feel myself going, we have an hour, what can I do in this hour? Is journaling through, why do I feel like my worth is tied to my productivity? Why do I feel like my worth is tied to my income, to my revenue, to my title? If you just constantly feel yourself filling up your schedule when it doesn't need to be, is to just journal through that, because that will really bring some awareness around, oh, maybe this is a rhythm that I need to prioritize. Another favorite one, really hands-on, is how you put your home to bed and how you wake your home up. And so this is more than just I make the coffee the night before, or, you know, I pack the kids' lunches the night before, although that's important. And I know we don't have the time to go into it fully here, but I really encourage, especially moms who have littles in the house, put the lens on of your children's eyes on what they see in the morning when they wake up, because that's how you're waking your home up. And you do that through your five senses. So what are they seeing? What are they touching? What are they smelling? What are they tasting? What are they hearing? And that can be things like a candle lit, setting your Alexa to play at a certain time of the day, right? But what's interesting is when children have those stable rhythms, if you will, it's not called rhythm in the research, but research actually shows that it allows children to feel safer. It provides them with more confidence when they see the same thing morning after morning. And if you're creative, it doesn't have to be the same candle every morning, right? Make it work for your family. But what I always was surprised at is that same research shows the same thing for adults. We also feel safe and more confident in our homes when we know that there is predictability. And so just use those five senses on what can that look like. And I would say for one more practical application, and if you want to go deeper on these, you can jump over to my Instagram. It's Alexis T. Greco, G-R-E-C-O, and just you'll find more things there. But I teach a brain dump and a mental walk. Now, we've all done where we write a to-do list with everything in our mind, but the mental walk could be a game changer for you. So this would be the third rhythm I'd recommend, is after you write everything on your to-do list, personal, professional, and everything in between, mentally walk the interior perimeter of your home and check to see, oh, okay, I'm going to start in my master bathroom, so I need more razor heads. And you write that down. And then you're in your bedroom and you're going, I don't like how these pillowcases never match. And so you write that down. And that just allows you to get everything out of your mind, because you know those moments when we're in the shower and we have like a, oh, that was such a great idea moment. It's usually because we can breathe for a moment. We can think for a moment. So give yourself that space. And I will walk my clients through what to do with that list. But that is a really good idea just on how to get everything out of your mind and out on paper.
We had a little one join us, so we're going to finish out the podcast with a little one on my lap. So
this is how we do, Krista.
This is how we do it, you know? Yep. And well, that was the perfect timing because we're actually finishing up. So can you tell us a little bit more for people who are like, I need this in my life. I need to know more about rhythms. How can they find you? And like, what would you suggest their first place be or first stop go to look for you?
Yeah. So the first place I'd recommend is Instagram. So it's Alexis T. Greco, G-R-E-C-O. And what you can find there is what I stand for, what I teach, through my reels, through my posts. You will really get a good idea of what those things look like and if it could be a good fit for you. If you want to take the next step, I do have a link for a freebie in my bio. It is a rhythm bingo card, and it is 30 squares that you can print out, put it on your phone, and it just gives step by step. If you are ready to implement rhythm, pick one of the squares and do that today. Great. Tomorrow, pick one of the squares and do that then. So it just really gives you tangible actions. And if you want to go even farther, I do offer online coaching for women. You can do a DIY style where you walk yourself through, or if you like the community and the live coaching aspect, you always have that option. But you can find all of that in my Instagram. It's Alexis T. Greco, G-R-E-C-O.
I love it. You are a gem, my friend. And I feel like there's so many moms who need what you have to offer. So thank you for being willing to share and for being here with my people, because I know that they relate so much to what you're going through and that this could add so much value to them. So thank you for your time this morning. And thank you for being flexible with my little one.
Oh my gosh. Mine would probably be on my lap if they were here. So we love our babies.
I'm like, we got like 15 minutes and I think that she's at her maximum. So we did it. We did it, friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram. Tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.